Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is sponsored by fine people like Martin Quibell.
This is Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast. Big Chief Woolly Bosher, The Idol Race.
Big Chief Woolly Bosher is the eighth track and second song on side two of the second album by The Idol Race, released in the second half of 1969. In issue number 7 of ELO fanzine Face the Music in 1990, Gil wrote,
"This is an aural version of a Saturday matinee western. The smooth, rolling red Indian drums and the chanting chorus of Indian braves hangs as a backdrop for a historical tale of how the West was won and lost. In the background, a post-horn plays a fanfare, and a very odd-sounding instrument, which sounds suspiciously like a kazoo, wanders lazily across the stereo mix, and the chief became a Wild West hero."
In the November 2012 issue of Mojo, Keith Cameron wrote,
"In an austere prototype for Wild West Hero, out of the blues' widescreen heartbreaking finale, the influence of Lynn's Abbey Road pilgrimage to see the Beatles in 1968 is keenly felt."
John Vanderkiest wrote in his August 2015 book, Jeff Lynne, Electric Light Orchestra, Before and After,
"A kind of running bear, brought up to date, was a tale of red Indians fighting for love and glory."
And
Eric Paul Johnson, Face the Music and Electric Light Orchestra Song by Song Podcast, 2024, said, their words, not mine. I would never say red Indians. Don't feel good about this.
Indians. Yes, Indians.
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson. And this is Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, where three white men talk about a song about Native Americans written by another white man and recorded by four white men. So, I'm wondering if we're allowed to keep going on with this episode or if we should just jump to the end credits.
Face the Music, a
Well, unfortunately, we know what the end credits are.
Well, wait, for the Indians or for this episode?
For them, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're kind of getting into some issues that I have with the song.
Yeah.
I'm listening to it as somebody who has lived most of their life unlearning the term Indian. Unless it's prefaced by American Indian, which I know is perfectly fine. Even better if you know their tribe. And I assure you, not a single one of us is unaware at some general level of what our ancestors did. And what we continue doing.
Probably, especially mine. I'm descended from Mayflower Pilgrims. I'm sorry about that. But we did bring you Thanksgiving. Yeah. And without Thanksgiving, nobody would know when Christmas was coming. So there's that.
But it happened. We're taught it was not a good thing. We're taught that Manifest Destiny was racist, despite what the internet says. But to get to the song, the problem is that this is being viewed from outside of our country. They're observing. They're seeing what's happening. They're making songs about it. A song in 1969... where the sentiment of the song was not supposed to be racist, was not supposed to be judgmental, except on look at what's lost, is basically what the song's about, is look at everything that was lost because of the indignities that were done to these people. So it's really hard for me to look at it from the perception of what it was meant, when it was written, and who it was written for. It's not as straightforward as Iron Maiden's Run to the Hills, which is about the same subject.
Well, I'm sure.
I have to say all that to preface the fact that production-wise, the drums, yeah, I kind of cringed at the beginning. Because it's, okay, I don't even know what tribe it is that uses that rhythm. All I know is that Hollywood uses it. It's the Hollywood tribe.
Yes.
I guess. Now, what I was scared of didn't happen. I was going, oh God, please do not be doing him make him big teepee the entire time. I was going, God, no, please, please don't do this. Thank God he didn't do it. That was the relief in the song. I think it's naive. It sounds like it was written by somebody who knows very, very little about the history. Sounds like it was written by a 20 or 21-year-old who's trying to say something deep.
Who lived in England all his life.
Yes. Production-wise, though, I love that kazoo part. But that's not an American Indian thing. That's taken from Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
I just like that in the production. That's the Good, the Kazoo doing an imitation of Good, the Bad, and the Ugly from Ennio Morricone. Mm-hmm. As a song, I like the song. Lyric-wise, it didn't make me want to hide my face in embarrassment as much as I thought it would. Yeah, as soon as I saw it's a song about Native Americans from 1969 by a British guy. God, no. This is going to be worse than Indian Reservation. Cherokee people!
Indian Reservation, not so bad. The thing I was concerned about is this is going to be like Running Bear. The raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little white dove with a love that couldn't die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though that's not a terrible song as a song, but when you listen to the lyrics, yeah.
Yeah, this was obviously done in the 50s by a white guy.
That song could even be a lot worse. Mm. It's not as embarrassing as watching a white guy painted red play an American Indian in an old
Elvis Presley movie called Stay Away Joe.
Well, that could be about as embarrassing as I could think of, because now you're going to Elvis Presley territory, yes.
As for the song, I like it. But I also liked Morning Sunshine from the last album, which is pretty much the same song. Wait till the morning sunshine. In the land they call the West. Then the same sort of drum beat, same muted electric guitar. It's twice as long, it's like 5 minutes. For me anyway, it didn't feel like it was 5 minutes. I'm hearing kind of like the doing of a Jew's harp, maybe. I could be wrong. And I love the low moaning in the background. Lyrically, I was really glad that Jeff Lynne didn't use Go Go Gophers.
You are genius.
Or the Hakawi Indians from F Troop.
Well, not just stand there. Sound evil spirit alarm.
Or the American Indians from Go West, the Marx Brothers movie.
White man talk too much. Make chief heap mad.
As his source material for Native American history. Yeah, I was relieved that Jeff Lynne didn't go into all those Hollywood westerns that got things really wrong. That was kind of a thing that sort of bugged me. And I'm not saying, oh man, Jeff, you should have went full force into the racial stereotypes. The things that I saw written about it, they said, oh, this is like the American Western movies. Up until 1969, most American Westerns, and I'm not an expert on Westerns, they usually haven't been my favorite movies. I've been more sci-fi and comedy, which should explain why my favorite Western is Back to the Future Part 3. But they did not portray the Indians as people who tried to live their life as peaceful people doing their own thing, like what Jeff writes about here in this song, only to be slaughtered by white people. Most of the Westerns, the Indians were cruel, and they were savages, as they're often called. They were the source of all the trouble in the movies, and the good guy in the movie was the white cowboy who came in and took out the Indian problem. And it seemed like the more Indians that the white cowboy slaughtered, the bigger the hero he was in the movie. In this song, it's not like that. The Indians are minding their own business, in comes the colonizers, and you guys gotta go. And if you don't go, well, we're gonna get manifest destiny on your ass. Which leads to the other thing that people wrote, well, this is the precursor to Wild West Hero. And I would say no. No, it's not. Sure, it's got a Western theme, but that's about it. Because the Wild West Hero, in Wild West Hero, was a good guy. He was nice. He was even a friend to the Indians. And in this one, the Wild West heroes that come in are no friends to the Indians. So this is not a precursor to Wild West Hero. This is not based on American Western TV shows or movies. I'm guessing the people who wrote those things either didn't watch a lot of Westerns or really didn't pay attention to the lyrics.
One of the things that does bother me a little is this was the time when there was some attempt to start being honest.
Yes.
About what we had done. The whole red face thing in Hollywood, even with Westerns, was starting to get pushed out, unless you had John Wayne in it. But when there were Native Americans, it started turning from being the savage, pretty much cave-dwelling headhunters,
yeah,
into being the noble savage. In touch with the land and everything. You know, all the New Age crap you hear. Oh, yeah, my spiritual animal is a trout, and... At this point, I don't know if it would solve everything, but I think, didn't Carter try to do this? Just say, I'm sorry. This is not what our country's supposed to be. It's an embarrassment. We can't reverse what we did. But the problem is that there's been no attempt to make it better. I have my own ideas on how to do it, but I'm sure the Native Americans would disagree as well, because I'm not going to go in as a white man and decide, hey, I've got a way of solving everything. Well, that's where we are right now. We got into this entire weird reservation system, which is our attempt to solve everything.
Well, as a white man in my 50s, I know the proper way that Native Americans should live, and especially black people. Let me give you my thoughts on the way black people should live, and then their lives would be better.
Other than saying I'm sorry.
Yeah?
And just getting along with people and treating them like humans. Or four little letters. S-T-F-U.
Well, okay, but if me and Bill O'Reilly can't solve the racial problems, then I don't know what we're going to do.
Got something to say about Big Chief Woolly Bosher? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Hello, this is Dr. Troy calling with my thoughts on Big Chief Woolly Bosher. Hope I pronounced that correctly. Wow, I have a lot to say about this song and very little time to say it. But let me start out by saying that, again, Jeff Lynne never ceases to amaze me. I was looking at the back cover of the album this is on, looking at it online on YouTube. And Jeff Lynne is listed as the producer. He was probably, what, 2021? And he's already producing albums. And he's writing and producing a song like this. A 21-year-old Englishman writing a song about the plight of the Native American. Wow, I mean, maybe he read about it. Maybe he learned it in school, but... I mean, that is something that even more established rock stars at that time would have been afraid to touch. And unlike Indian Lake by the Cowed Hills, it's not a joke. Unlike Indian Reservation, it's not preachy. He gets his message across telling a story of a chief fighting for his land, and he does it in such a way that it can't help but elicit sympathy from the listener, but again, without being preachy. One of the reasons I'm so amazed is I don't recall ELO ever getting that political. Now, if anyone wants to enlighten me about this, please do. But as far as I can tell from what I've listened to, I haven't. the idle race up to this point haven't. And I think the Move have in a subtle way. But anyway, I love this song. I still can't believe it. This is an issue that is near and dear to my heart. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for raising awareness on this. And I will talk to you next week.
Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read and reply to it on the show. Keep up to date by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. Subscribe to our YouTube page, the Electric Light Orchestra Podcast Channel, to hear other goodies. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/elopod or PayPal using the podcast's email address, or send a check or money order to P.O. Box 1932, Superior, Arizona 85173. Next week, someone knocking.